Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Internet Sensation Podcast. On this episode, we have a guest on. Hello mate, how you doing?
Hello.
It's iNabber.
How's everyone doing?
iNabber's in. The reason why we brought Fraser on for this one is because of the fact that, well...
We already recorded one.
Yeah, we did do that.
It went really long. It was like 3 hours long. We've recorded actually like so many podcasts which we haven't released because we end up saying so much shit.
So much stuff we shouldn't say or we say like jokes that people just wouldn't go down well with people.
Yeah, the last time when we didn't release it was because we spoke about the group channel, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And then I ended up just tweeting it. But,
yeah, we just kind of devolved downwards. But I suppose we've done enough failed podcasts to make up the entirety of a Shane Dawson documentary.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to be talking about really on this one. Because not a lot of people, like last year, the Shane Dawson documentary, there are videos on it every day.
I think not many people care.
It still gets 20 million views a piece. That's the weirdest thing.
It is odd, but he does just have that dedicated audience because you've got to think, like, he's getting so many subscribers in, like, such a small time. So it's like, you know, don't know. I mean, personally, I don't find it, this documentary, just its makeup, I don't care.
I think you have to be really into the beauty community, but I also think that it's weird because I don't get why anybody would watch it. He wasn't a YouTuber.
What do you mean?
As in, like, there's a lot of stuff about brand deals and costs of shipping.
The biggest interest for me was when he spoke about brand deals.
And I was like, oh no.
That was second. I
make no money.
But then my first most interesting part was when he spoke about fucking a cat. Now that is what I relate to.
I haven't got that far yet.
Oh.
I haven't got that far. So does he actually talk about that?
Wait, have you not watched the episode?
I haven't watched the last one.
Though, oh, yeah, it's all about fucking the cat. Fucking hell.
Is it genuinely?
He fucked the cat. He fucked
That's
it.
That's not
And
he
not
says.
Just one. He fucked Cheeto, and then he went down to the fucking pet cemetery.
He didn't.
No, the pet cemetery. Jesus, it got dark there. No, he didn't. He didn't fuck his cat. I love you, Shane.
So, generally, so far in the series, you've got... The whole reason people are watching is because it alludes to the fact that Jeffree Star is basically going to destroy James Charles. And that is the main reason why people are
watching. And the only person
watching
that got destroyed was Shane's cat. No.
Oh my God.
But, I feel like everyone thought, like, for the first episode, that everyone was like, oh, here we go. Here we fucking go.
It's James Charles.
James Charles is finito, but no, nothing fucking happened.
No, I don't think. Do you reckon they will?
It's in the trailer, but I don't think
it's going to be so hard to cut around the part where Jeffree Star literally calls him a sex offender. Yeah. He's going to have to be, but it'll get to the point where Jeffree will be reacting to it, but they'll be like stitching together different words that he said. Any attempts to make it work, just because of the fact that I don't get it, because Jeffree Star says, we've got to think in like chronological order. We've already seen what happened from the James Charles stuff. It's not like anything new.
Yeah.
So we already know what Jeffree's. Jeffree was like, I'm going to do a video on you. I want to get response. So if Shane has filmed him live reacting to the James Charles Tati stuff, then surely Jeffree's just going to be saying, I'm going to end this man's whole career. What else is it going to be?
There has to be some shit there.
It'll be weirder if Jeffree Star goes, oh no, poor James. And then we all know that he was like, I'm going to fucking get Dolan Twins and Shawn Mendes
said,
to attack
poor James,
you.
And I was like, what did James Marriott do? I just completely zoned out there.
Yeah, not
but
James Marriott.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a risk on Shane's part. Like, I feel like maybe he's at risk a bit. Because if you cut that out, then it isn't 100% real. And I think that's what the whole vibe is.
Do you reckon Jeffree's panicking?
What? To get to the fifth episode and be like, oh shit.
Jeffree's like, oh, what did I say again?
It does seem, the only drama that has actually been spoken about is him fucking his cat. That's literally it.
Yeah, and then there's that Nikki tutorial stuff, which I think, that made me feel ill.
What?
The whole 50 grand for a pallet when it grossed 10 million.
Yeah. Most YouTubers, including ourselves up until this point, have been like, fuck you. Companies take advantage of YouTubers.
I have the same story with my clothing. My old clothing company that I was with were paying me like $2-3 a shirt sale.
Mm.
It was around
criminal.
About that.
Some companies out there are fucking crooks, genuinely.
Yeah, and then I moved and it was like way better margins and higher quality clothes and everything.
Literally because these people who on YouTube especially have had like, let's face it, no fucking life experience they've had.
Or no business experience.
No business. They don't know how economics
works. Just because you can run a YouTube channel doesn't mean you know how to run a clothing company.
The only thing that most YouTubers, well, not most, but a very few amount of YouTubers know is media, which is a good thing to need to know to come to YouTube. But for the most part, in terms of business, there are very few YouTubers. I'd say Mr. Beast is a good example of a YouTuber that knows business, especially after like Bitcoin and stuff. Who else is there out there that know business?
Well, there's legitimately, there's channels dedicated to it now. There are people who do stuff like the housing market, do really well.
I mean, even YouTubers like JMX, he doesn't do YouTube anymore, but I swear that guy's Instagram story is just business deals.
Did you see the new house he put on there?
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there's some YouTubers just like, business-wise, the people who create companies to sponsor other YouTubers, there's a few people like that who run a lot of the brand
apparently,
stuff.
I don't know too much about this, but apparently there's tea spill channels run by companies.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't too surprised by, because I thought, that's only fucking logical. We know people that run like Reddit channels, text-to-speech Reddit channels.
We have like a team.
Is that as bad, or is it not?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. When people like, if it was started by somebody...
I think I can see where people are scared, though, the mainstream media getting involved in fucking YouTube drama. Because then you can, like, sway the audience. You can basically even put, like, little messages, little subtle messages in.
You could dictate the entire way something goes just by a few twistings of a few words.
Well, I mean, look at that YouTuber that went over to China. Yeah, what's his name again?
Bob Baker.
Yeah, so if people don't know what this is, it's basically...
I've got a video coming out on it soon. It's hilarious.
It's fucking crazy. I mean, China's one of the things we'll speak about today. But this bloke, basically, he moved to China, didn't he? Because he was a successful, very successful YouTuber doing skits and stuff. And now he's over there, basically...
And he promotes the Huawei phone and says China is great and the Chinese government is great and that's his job.
He's learned fluent Chinese and he just sits on his phone screaming, basically...
He's like a living anime. He does like weird arm actions, like as if he was in an anime. Like, I think he acts how he believes Chinese people believe Americans are.
You know, Japan is anime, not China.
Oh, it's all the same.
No, it's you can't say that.
I'm joking. I'm joking. It's not all the same. That would be racist and deeply offensive to an entire nation of people. But yeah, he literally makes Chinese propaganda.
Yeah, no, it is complete propaganda machine, which is literally all China do at this point. Like, fuck me. I mean...
But he's making bank, though, so...
I mean, probably making millions, but it's
But
like,
he's also enemy of the state, so...
Huh?
He's probably enemy of the state.
What, in terms of Britain and America?
Well, I mean, if you are...
He's a traitor. If you're, he's a fucking traitor. Like, I don't care what anyone says.
There's a video on YouTube, it's called Bart Baker, the Western Traitor.
If you go over to China and you're promoting a country which put millions of people in concentration camps, like people of all forms, even their own people, Christians as well, Muslims, Jews... all in concentration camps, and then you go over there and be like, right, they're paying me $1 million fucking dollars to do this, to say, yeah, this country's really good.
Yeah, he just says, I love China.
It's like me saying, oh yeah, North Korea is sick. She has $500,000.
Yeah,
like,
thanks for the $500,000, Kim Jong.
Yeah.
Thanks for wiring that to me. I really appreciate it.
I mean, if people want to be more convinced, it's basically the equivalent of saying, hey, the Nazis are great. I love the Nazis.
Yeah, and then Hitler slots you a check.
Yeah, I mean, that probably existed back in the day before World War II.
Yeah, they bought off politicians.
Propaganda.
They bought off politicians.
Yeah, I mean, it was mass propaganda.
It's basically the same thing. Like, Bart Baker has 10 million subscribers. That's a huge audience.
But the scary thing is, the Chinese are being compared to Nazis at this point, especially with...
Yeah, there's so much stuff, the Hong Kong stuff and all that.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously
Welcome
in terms
to
of...
our podcast where we talk about politics.
Yeah, yeah, but in terms of, I mean, gaming, the Hearthstone, you know about that, right?
What?
So a Hearthstone professional player was basically...
It was basically like
a political message for the
didn't Blizzard ban
the Hong Kong... they banned him for a year. Now, recently...
Big ups Blizzard, quite clearly... Bought out by the Chinese.
Well, Blizzard are owned by the Chinese.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, same with the NBA.
Yeah,
the NBA has a huge stake, because South Park did an episode on it recently, and now South Park is banned in China.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, it says here that after all the backlash, It got reduced to a 6-month ban.
Oh, good.
And then to a 1-month ban.
6 months in a concentration camp.
And now they've given him back his prize money back because he won the fucking tournament, apparently. But he got back.
Oh, he won the tournament?
Yeah. They went, fuck you. And then, obviously, the best part is Blizzard said, this is not related to China. We are a strictly apolitical company, which means they don't get involved in politics, which is complete bullshit. Because have you seen Overwatch? And I'm not saying...
Most companies are.
It's not...
TV networks, it's not everything wrong.
You
is
can
political.
Have your political opinions, but don't be a hypocrite and be like, oh, we stand up for like all the rights of these human beings, but when it comes to our big daddies, China, we're just going to bow down.
It's
to
a bit
them.
Odd to be like, oh, we're apolitical. Like a guy stands up on stage and basically goes... concentration camps suck, and they go, we're an apolitical company, so we don't know if we can really get behind that one.
We want rights for every human being, gays, trans people, but black then, people, Asian people, but concentration camps? I mean, come on, guys.
No opinion on that.
If we're going to put...
It's not the fact they haven't gone, actually, no, concentration camps are good. They've gone... We don't really have an opinion when it comes to concentration camps. Like, we haven't really thought this one through.
But what I was getting onto, the best part is that basically the company, I'm pretty sure the company, I may be wrong here, but a statement was made by a company I pretty sure own Blizzard. And they were like, no, this is strictly political. The reason they told Blizzard to ban this player because he was damaging, I guess, the legacy of China. And he was, that's literally what they said. So Blizzard were like, no, it's not political. Their owners were like, no, it is political. Like,
mad.
It's fucking crazy.
That's insane. Is that what the next part of the Shane Dawson doc's on?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be more interesting than what
to be fair,
now.
It's basically the same thing. They'll be like, Jeffrey's task will be like, James Charles is running a concentration camp where people are forced to make makeup palettes. And then you'll get exposed to that and it'll be all over.
You know what? I find something quite interesting, though, is Fortnite have actually come out and been like, we're allowing everyone to be political. But I thought Fortnite were also owned by a Chinese company, Tencent, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, or is it PUBG?
No, I think PUBG and... It's weird.
Because PUBG's huge in China,
PUBG and Fortnite
isn't it?
Are owned by the same company, I think. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about it, so I don't... take my word for anything but Fortnite, do your own research.
But Fortnite came out and they were like, you can be political. So it's like, at least one game, I mean, as much people shit on Fortnite.
Wow, Fortnite for freedom of speech. Yeah. That's nice to know.
Yeah, fucking hell.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Being like, oh yeah, if you play for us, you can and can't be political. But you even kind of get that in certain places with like the FA and football.
What do you mean?
Where the FA will fine people for saying certain things.
Yeah.
And it's kind
of
like...
Not allowed a political message in football.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just a bit mad, isn't it? It is insane that... These companies have like that much power because most of them are all just bought out. I think
if a company is genuinely apolitical, they have no bias, they have no views on politics, then if somebody does give a political message, I think then at that point maybe you do have the right to be like, you can't do that. We're a company which don't do that. But Blizzard aren't that. Blizzard are fucking political.
They make video games.
But Blizzard literally put politics into their game. Overwatch is a prime example of that. Look at how the character Tracer is treated, which is fine, but you can't then do that and then say, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I suppose it's just very interesting to see that somebody literally got banned at a fucking gaming tournament for a political message because he said he didn't like concentration camps. It's pretty much just a long story
It was to do with Hong Kong, but same thing, really.
Like, yeah, well, they're beating people up in the street. I've seen the videos on Twitter and it's grim.
Yeah, it's fucking awful, genuinely.
Every time I see one, I'm just like, this is disgusting.
It's crazy that I had friends that went to Hong Kong like a few weeks ago, though. So people, you can still go to Hong Kong, I'm pretty sure. It's really mad. I don't really know too much about the situation.
I'm sure they lock it off into as...
So
right, it's a bit mad. Is there anything else you want to talk about in the Shane Dawson doc? I mean, because that was kind of what I was going to try and center most of this episode on, but we ended up talking about concentration camps. Shane Dawson ever done anything in concentration camps? Because he's done everything.
I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be shocked, genuinely. Maybe next time. No, I was going to say something really.
No, we love Shane on air. Although, there was some stuff I wanted to talk about with the Shane Dawson documentaries just in general.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's very much exactly the same as the first Jeffree Star one.
Yeah, well, minus the talking about the racism.
Yeah, bar the racism, they managed to drop out of this one, I think.
I mean,
so
to
far.
Be fair, they covered it. And yeah. I don't think Jeffree Star's been involved in a racism scandal. I mean, he's been accused of other things.
Like, no, yes, I did a video on it.
Sexual assault.
He commented on somebody for, he was doing blackface, like some Love Arts.
What?
Yeah, yeah, he commented on it. So he was doing a blackface and he put love hearts on it. I suppose.
I didn't know that.
That's only a positive, really. It'd be worse if he commented with like.
Maybe that'll be a new.
It'd be worse if he commented with three thumbs down.
Do you reckon that'll be a new makeup palette? Blackface by Jeffree Star. Do you reckon that'll be a thing? How much would it cost?
Different shades.
No, that is the penultimate of the Shane Dawson series. They are making a blackface palette.
Please, that should be Shane's final fucking palette.
Because he did say in the documentary, next time he has a scandal, he wants to say fuck you. And what would be the ultimate fuck you to racism? To be like, yeah, I am racist.
Yeah, here's a palette, basically, that allows you to be able to assimilate being another race. It would be the least far-fetched thing ever to come out of the beauty community. But I think the issue is, it gets to kind of this point, right? One of the reasons why people find the Shane Dawson documentary this time boring, which I have seen complaints of, is because of the fact that I think that it has been so mental. It's been such a mental year, just in general, with the beauty community and all the stuff that, like, people being accused of all sorts, racism goes all around. And then Shane Dawson's like, yeah, we're just going to do one about getting scammed for money.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, Shane has definitely set a standard, and I feel like
he also edits it as if there's going to be somebody killed at the end of every episode.
Yeah, every episode does seem to be edited like a horror. It's weird though, the tonal shift. It's either you're watching a fucking horror film, you're watching Sinister.
Wouldn't it be great if Jeffree Star just keels over at the end?
No, but you're watching Sinister or you're watching Mean Girls, and then it just combines it. That is what a Shane Dawson documentary is. He is combining an R-rated horror with Mean Girls. That's literally it. I'm not even joking. It is.
The Guru in Black. You get it? Yeah, it's not the woman in black, but it's Jeffree Star doing blackface.
I don't think Jeffree Star has done blackface.
Jeffree Star doing blackface. I don't think he has. But I'm not going to rule it out. It's like maybe found.
I mean, maybe.
I'm taking a piss. I generally have really enjoyed it beyond everything. I think it's something that if you are genuinely interested in YouTube or being a YouTuber, it is 100% worth a watch. A lot of people wouldn't agree, but I think from a business standpoint, I definitely saw it and ended up emailing a bunch of brands back asking for better cuts.
I did that and they told me to fuck off. They said your channel's fucking awful. No,
I actually did get that.
Wait, really?
I sent it back one to a company saying, like, this is a scam. I want more money for this brand deal. And they said, you are not relevant enough.
Fuck it.
And I was like, brilliant. But at the same time, I'd rather they fucking insulted me and I'd just be... Because then I wouldn't want to work with a brand like that.
Imagine you say, I want more money, and they just reply with no text. It's just a screenshot of your social play.
Just dropping.
You gained 10k today, though, so fair fucking
Oh, channel's doing... Yeah, we're on the Trisha Paytas hype. Who is some... I don't know. Is Shane going to go back in time and remove that colour from the palette?
I do love the hype of a woman becoming... Becoming or
becoming
being
of man
trans. I'm terrible with the wording. I'm gonna get no. I can't get cancelled at this point. I mean, did you see what I posted yesterday? I've been trying to get
cancel
people
yourself
annoyed. No, but like it's to the point of like anyone can get cancelled. Like anyone, because you just got to say one thing. But if you put subtle things out there, so I took.
You're doing a slow build up. So you're basically trying to get yourself a documentary.
Put the cartoon plane going into the Twin Towers.
Yes. Just complete edgelord. JJ the Jet Plane. You posted a meme of JJ the Jet Plane.
Was it a meme or was it truth?
That's a good question. That's going to be on the Conspiracy Theories podcast.
Maybe that can be the next Shane Dawson
documentary. Did JJ the Jet Plane fly into the Two Towers?
Did you know the third building? Was that JJ?
That was actually Thomas the Tank Engine was loaded with C4. They drove him into the bottom of it. That's Tower 7.
And then the fucking red car from Cars was the other tower.
Yeah. He went ka-chow and it was mental. This is all stuff we'll be covering on our conspiracy theory episodes that we'll be doing very soon.
Yes, very soon.
But yeah, you posted that and everybody just found it very funny.
Fraser's posted on 9/11 meme.
It's every time
3,000 people died in that, you sick fucks.
Yeah, and people thought it was hilarious and I was sat there thinking, that's not funny. That's not...
The thing is,
I find your tweet so interesting because I look at it and I just think... I think eventually, surely, one of them has to backfire, but it just never happens.
I mean, it's happened once.
Which, I don't know if we probably...
Let's not
talk about... that.
Yeah.
No, don't go and get in more trouble.
I mean, a few have got me in trouble. The Momo ones.
Oh, the Momo ones. That was a. But that was the whole thing. Why is my documentary, Shane?
That was deliberately to get me. To get me in trouble. So less. So I. My, the whole point was you were in trouble for the Momo video, and I was like, right, I'll tell
but
you.
But it still is. It's on 4.3 million views.
So who gives a fuck?
True.
Well, I tweeted. My last tweet, in fact, was Fortnite ended 2 hours ago. My life. My life has finally changed so much in this time. I finally kissed a girl. And now I have a job. It's a paper round, but it'll do. Fucking hell. I even spoke to my birth parents after my adopted parents gave me permission. Wow. Life is good.
Yeah, well, that really says it all, doesn't it? That's your tweets.
Maybe I should write a biography.
You should, to be fair. Mm. I reckon Shane should come here and do a documentary on us a lot, because I think we are by far the most interesting YouTubers.
Oh,
we've got a dog.
We've got a dog, yeah.
So we win.
I mean, he's dead, but...
Don't say that. He's not dead.
James was like, how's Kenji? I was like, dead.
He's just... Where is he right now? I just realised. I didn't ask
I
you.
Have locked him on the balcony.
No, where is he? Just for real.
Okay, he's sort of hanging off the balcony.
No, where is he genuinely?
On the floor.
Where on the floor?
In his bed. He's in his bed, trust me. Okay, he asleep. Is going to have more Instagram followers than me very soon.
He has gained 10,000 followers in like 2 days.
He is social media booming. He is literally... it's crazy.
We went out for a coffee and he was on 20. And 2 days later, he's on 31?
Yeah, 31,000. And he gets like 20,000 views a story. That is such a good ratio.
That's mental.
He has better ratios than we do.
Yes, he does.
Literally.
The dog is more liked, more relevant. And the thing is, you even post stuff on there. You replied to James Merritt telling him that you were going to...
I called him a pedo cunt. I said...
Kenji's going to get cancelled before us.
So James again. Said, you stole my idea because I edited a photo of Kenji looking at a Minecraft world. And I said...
You actually made that?
Well, Kenji... Yeah,
you're
I made
a
that.
Sad cunt.
I made that. I sat there for like an hour trying you to crop sad it. Cunt. It took me a while. It's mainly because I don't have Photoshop installed on my computer for some reason.
You sad bastard.
So I had to use pixel.net or
That's
something.
Even worse, you sad bastard.
It was terrible. It was fucking terrible. But Kenji got 10,000 likes on it, so who wins really?
Yeah, and then you got your comment removed because you called James Marriott a nonce.
Yes, yeah. Not wrong, to be fair. But moving on...
How's all right, great. That's the next. Really, it is a whole documentary, Shane. That's all we want from this podcast. We just want you to do a whole documentary on this.
What? And James Marriott's fondling of little boys.
Called Kenji. That's why Kenji accused him.
Have
you seen the videos? James Marriott goes up to that dog and he touches him in ways that should not be.
He sent me a message earlier and it was like.
I don't even know if I want to know this.
He said, crazy that Fortnite 2 is being dropped before Kenji's balls have been dropped. And I was I looked at that and I thought, I'm going to nab that. And then I tweeted it. And I looked at it again and I thought, that's a little bit weird.
Are you going to let Kenji have puppies?
No.
Why not?
Because he's being sent to the camps very soon.
Well, he's going to China?
No, he's going camping. What the fuck are you on about, you sick bastard?
Sorry.
No, yeah. I don't know, maybe. Usually you get, if you don't want your dog to have kids, you get their balls cut off. Like after.
You probably send them to China.
What, his balls?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Shiba and his balls?
This podcast is derailed very quickly, but that's kind of what you expect when it's me on a podcast.
Yeah, for real.
What have you got on your piece of paper?
Oh, I wanted to talk about a highly requested thing. I mean,
Logan apart from Shane Logan Dawson and stuff, yeah, there's the boxing. You went to the boxing, didn't you?
I went to the press conference, yeah, very.
What was the atmosphere like there?
It was surprisingly loud. I've never seen people that obsessed of Comedy Shorts Gamer. Very fucking...
very quickly, haven't met us. We love Deji.
We are, if you got Deji on a podcast, I would, demand just to sit in the room. Just be fucking staring at him.
I do, actually. I generally do want Deji on one of these.
I probably would.
And if I upload it... But I won't upload it into the Session Podcast with Deji. I would call it the Comedy Shorts Gamer Podcast.
He is, so special. It's amazing.
He's so unique and fantastic in ways, and the British community don't appreciate him enough, and they don't realise he, for me, has always been this anomaly that I've always been obsessed with.
Deji, one day, I promise you, I'm going to make this promise, Deji will have 20 million subscribers.
And he deserves it.
His channel may be not doing too well right now.
No, he's banging off the boxing and stuff.
I saw he got 2 million views, but... Yeah. he will do something. I don't know what, but he will. I know. I'm being serious. I think Deji will have a rise on something. Maybe it's Fortnite 2.
He said he's going to start boxing again. Imagine if he comes back into boxing and boxes JJ.
Now, well, when Logan
imagine
beats JJ.
If he boxes JJ.
That would be good.
Deji boxes JJ and he leaves his brother in a wheelchair permanently. He hits him so hard.
He hits him so hard
that it cuts the oxygen off to his brain. JJ wakes up.
What the fuck?
JJ wakes
there
up.
There goes your chance of getting
he's
him
got it. Brain damage. JJ's got brain damage. Deji is superior.
To be fair, what member of the Sidemen doesn't have brain damage?
That's fucked up. Simon's coming on here soon. You fucking bastard.
I reiterate my point.
Oh, you're a mug.
I mean, the amount of cocaine Harry's
anybody
done.
Who comes on this podcast probably does have brain damage. Look at you. Look at how this has gone.
Yeah, very true.
So,
I mean,
it makes sense.
I'm just continuing the roast of the Sidemen. That was a very good video, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I think the Sidemen, like, brain damage aside, probably
their channel is
my
currently
channel.
The best channel
on
the website.
I don't know
hands
if they've
down.
Always been edgy, but I very much enjoy
Harry,
it.
I've always loved Harry's
well,
videos.
Harry always has,
I've,
yeah.
And I've, JJ's always been out there, to say the least.
Mm.
I mean, there's a whole documentary on JJ to be made, I think.
Yeah, probably be more interesting than Jeffree Star.
Oh, by a mile, man. By a mile. I mean, JJ's probably one of the most interesting YouTubers who I've ever met, had the chance to speak to. There's just so much about that man, and he has carried and changed so much of YouTube, but people just don't even realise.
I've said to you multiple times, I believe that KSI is like the most important YouTuber by so many miles. Like,
yes.
Especially for the modern day YouTube, like he has done so much from like 2016 to now. The diss track era, the last year, just in general, the boxing. You know, like he has done so much. FIFA literally created the game. He was the best gaming YouTuber. He was not the best diss tracker, but I guess he was the reason that became popular though. Well, not.
Yeah,
he was one
it.
Of the reasons.
Yeah, he kind of took it after the pause. Anyway, we're going to go on a quick break so we could reset the cameras and then we will return. So, 2 seconds. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the fourth take.
yes.
We've messed this up about, literally four times.
Yep.
So, obviously, you're at the Logan Paul KSI press conference. You probably... there's always one of those things that when you're there, you see a lot more than what other people see.
Yeah.
Is there anything that stood out to you in terms of who you thought was more nervous, more confident? Who do you reckon was going to win based off the stage events?
I was surprised by Logan and Jake. They were really confident in my eyes, more confident than any of the others.
They're very unfunny, but they are confident.
It was weird because when I was watching it and I was laughing, not at the jokes he was making, but it was like, it was interesting that somebody, he has a really strong personality. And I tweeted earlier saying that
Most people thought it was drugs.
Yeah, maybe it was. I mean, I was watching...
A lot of people were like, is he on crack?
I mean, I was watching his vlog and I tweeted being like, I actually enjoy watching Logan Paul. And it's true, I do watch every...
I've said that on this podcast many times. It's not a controversial opinion.
I watch every single Logan Paul video, mainly because I do really want to learn how I can film a dead body and get away with it.
Jesus.
No, I do.
We'd be better following Jeffree Star.
Why is he
getting away with racist tweets?
I mean, moving on. I thought it was good. It wasn't exactly amazing.
What did you think of Brian?
Oh, he was fucking massive. And like, in a least dickish way, I thought he was going to be like a bit tubbier. But he is like just a fucking rock. He is like a unit.
I don't know if he's lost weight. I went back and watched old True Geordie videos. Literally, that's what I've been doing. Yesterday, I was watching all the videos I used to watch of the... when he used to do the football videos on the green screen.
He has lost so much fucking weight. Either that or my perception.
And it's all muscle.
He is literally a human tank. It's fucking nuts. Like, him sat next to Lawrence is like... When I think about it, it must be ridiculous.
I forgot that thing... See, I watched it on JJ's channel.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it on Logan's. I watched it on JJ's.
Yeah.
And for me, I think the most insane part was I totally forgot it was also live on television on Sky.
Yeah, no, for real.
So when Brian said, oh,
what the fuck?
This.
What the fuck is up? And the moment he said that, I was like, well, that goes your chance to get on Sky TV again.
Yeah, there you go. Goodbye. Goodbye, Brian.
I mean, you never know. He might commentate on that. Probably not. I'm pretty sure Eddie Hearn wants to get like a real... professional commentator on it.
Which sucks, because it should be Brian and Lawrence.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, it's a YouTuber event, and to be fair to Eddie...
And funny.
To be fair to Eddie, he has, had a bit of a turn of head. Like, he's started... Because originally, when he came in...
The biggest understatement in the world. The man is literally U-turned on everything he's ever said.
Yeah, when he came in, he was like, this is a boxing event, it's only going to be JJ and Logan, and we're going to get professional fighters on. As far as I know, I don't think there are many professional fighters on.
There's a couple in there.
A few.
There's a couple fights on the undercard. The last time, there was, like, five or six fights, weren't there?
Imagine if the undercard was Fury versus Joshua. But no, this is actually
Fury versus Zerka. That's messed up, man.
This is something I've wanted to talk about. It's always, as somebody that's watched boxing for like
I've
watched boxing for like the last 10 years. The first fight I watched was Klitschko versus Hay, and that was,
I remember that.
That was about 2009 or 2010, and Hay lost because Hay's foot was damaged. He had an injury on his ankle, I think, something like that, or a broken toe. When I first started watching boxing, and it's always entertaining to me, really fucking funny to me, for when there's YouTuber boxing on and all of the YouTubers who have no idea about boxing, the fans turn into boxing experts. It's amazing. It's the same during the World Cup.
I did not read the comments on my Gib podcast because I just did not want to know.
It's like even when football's on in the World Cup, people who don't watch football turn into experts. And I'm not claiming to be a fucking expert, but to see some of this shit people say, I'm like, please, can you just stop talking? Because you don't know what you're saying.
People were complaining about my England 11 I tweeted out the other day. And then England ended up losing. It was just mainly had the Chelsea players in it. And people were like, oh, Chelsea bias coming through. And it's like...
Wait, you support Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like... People were like, Chelsea bias coming through. And I was like, we've got the top goal scorer in the Premier League. Mason Mount scored, 4 goals in 8 games. And Fikayo Tomori is one of the best centre-backs currently in the Premier League.
Yeah, it was weird that Michael Keane started.
Yeah.
Over Tomori and Joe Gomez.
Yes.
Very strange.
And
man.
Mings, who arguably also should be in the lineup. He's playing against Bulgaria tomorrow.
Who's he play for, Bournemouth? Still?
I think so. Is it Villa? It might be Villa. It's Aston Villa, which he's with Terry.
I know he was definitely at Bournemouth.
He's at Villa. He didn't do very well at Bournemouth. And Villa are flying.
Tyrone Mings, former Ipswich player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people just give me shit. I mean, it's because I put Trippier in over Chilwell, but that's because Trippier's generally doing really well at Madrid.
See, I wouldn't know. I haven't paid attention to him at Madrid. If he's starting, that's fair.
Yeah,
fair
he
play.
Is. That's
fair play. I mean, Spurs are in the shitter right now. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, none of our...
Also, for me, I prefer to have more players in the team that aren't playing in the Prem.
Yeah, like Sancho, for real. Like, I mean, Trippier going abroad probably will be the best thing he's ever done. Like, rather than rotting at Spurs, you know?
And they are literally rotting.
Yeah, they are fucking.
But out. Yeah, people, mate. Even when I tweet about football stuff, some of the replies I get, it's like, it's so toxic. I'm like, I don't even want to tweet about football because people suck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get it in sports. I mean, I'm one of these people. But you know, it's just when it comes to YouTube boxing, and I just see it, and it's just it's funny.
It
to
is
me.
Funny.
It is funny
because they are right when Eddie Hearn says stuff like, none of these people watch boxing. It's like, yeah, you could tell by what they say.
Yeah, for real.
I don't watch boxing.
I feel, and this is something I also noticed. I was looking at Eddie throughout the whole time because he's a gorgeous man, and he walked past me. Me and Eddie Hearn were this far away from each other.
I love that.
And I was like, oh my God, my hero. But I do love that this whole thing has made Eddie Hearn become loved, though.
He said that as well.
Eddie Hearn,
he's turned his whole image around.
He is notoriously hated in the actual boxing world, but now, maybe not in the boxing world, but in the general world, he's loved.
No Context Hearn is the greatest thing that has ever happened to him.
Imagine if it was just him running.
It might be. It might just be sat there.
Yeah, for
just clipping fucking highlights.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, genius though, to be fair. But I enjoyed it. I'm not going to go to the boxing match. I don't know if I probably will stay up for it. It's a pretty big event, isn't it?
I think everybody says they're not going to do it, but then everybody ends up doing
so. What time is the fight? Like 3 a.m?
Probably, yeah.
That's not too bad, is it? For a YouTuber anyway.
Nah, it's reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's not really much that you can say. Like, Logan was high.
Who do you think is going to win?
I don't want to say it.
I think JJ.
Everyone will get mad at me if I say Logan Paul. But I think Logan
Paul. Because most people do say Logan.
I've got the odds right here. So
what are the odds?
The odds are Logan Paul is 18-15 to win. That's just straight out without a knockout. And KSI is a favourite at 64 to win.
Oh, he's fave.
Yes. Logan Paul by points or decision is 10-3. Logan, don't bet, by the way. Logan Paul is 13-10 to get a knockout, though. And then KSI is 4-1. to get a knockout. So, yeah, it's pretty close.
Wouldn't JJ have technically won last time?
On points. No, they drew on points.
Yeah, but they were meant to say that they won, and I'm pretty sure JJ got more
results. No. It was they didn't want there to be a draw, so it would be like the refs would be forced to make a decision.
And it would have been JJ who would have won best on that, I think.
I think so, yeah. Because JJ definitely had the better rounds. But yeah,
I think JJ won more rounds.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they drew it on.
No, because I remember when they announced. When they announced it, I thought JJ had won.
But if JJ won on rounds, he would have won.
No, but you know what I mean. Like I don't know anything about boxing, but he won He had more of whatever he needed.
I think he may have had more through more punches, but they definitely had drawn rounds because there's no way it would have been a draw otherwise. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't win on points or a knockout.
Can't remember what it was, but I remember they were saying like I can't remember what it was, but they said a bunch of things, and then JJ got more whatever those things were.
JJ should have won, but he didn't. That was basically it. The round got awarded. There was one round in particular, which I think may have been the seventh or sixth round, which got rewarded to Logan. And I remember everyone being like, that was clearly won by JJ, but Logan got the round.
Yeah. That's what the professionals we were watching it said.
I mean, I think a draw was fair. Like, Logan definitely came more into it towards the end. JJ did say he gets tired, but I don't know why. I just feel like Logan will. He seems way more confident, and
Logan needs it more.
I'd rather JJ win for sure, but for some reason, I was watching some of the videos of Logan training and fighting, and he does seem like a monster.
And the JJ size keeps comparison, him quiet though, which is why I believe in JJ.
I know size isn't really something to judge on, but like, because
to be fair, when I was there, I mean, Logan. His swing was terrifying.
I mean, but what I'm saying is when JJ put his arms up like that and Logan went behind him, Logan looked fucking massive. And to be fair, though, I mean, Ruiz beating Joshua, it shows that size doesn't necessarily matter too much, but that's professional boxing, so it's very skill-based there, whereas this is... It's professional. It's professional, but obviously they're not... This is their first professional fight. So I think a lot of it may go down to brute force. Depends on how much they've been training.
It's going to be a hell of a fight, whatever happens. It's going to be so interesting.
I mean, Logan hits hard, for sure. JJ said he doesn't, but I mean, have you seen...
He's just saying that to make out. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the slap contest he did?
When he knocked that guy out cold.
With one slap, yeah. It's
but he hit him with a jugular, to be fair.
Oh, did he?
Yes, that's why he knocked him out, because he cut off the blood flow to his neck. Jesus. He could have killed him.
Yeah, imagine that, fucking hell.
That would have been so funny if Logan accidentally.
It was in
him.
Russia, though, right?
No, he did it in his back garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy was from Russia, though.
Oh, okay.
And then Logan backed out of doing the competition after he knocked the guy out.
I'm like 50-50, but I'm just going to go...
The guy couldn't even remember where he was.
Really? Yeah, I'm not shocked. But yeah, I'm 50-50... Just gonna say Logan, and I hope I'm wrong.
Actually, talk about that. I just saw before you got here. Do you know Dan James plays Man United?
Yes.
He got knocked out cold on the pitch.
Really?
Yes. He still played.
What, with a concussion?
Yes. Well, he knocked him out cold.
You're not meant to play with a concussion. It's
no, like the, if you watch, who the knocked video, him out? If you watch the video, three players go up for a header, and one of them, their knee goes over his head. I'm pretty sure.
That's really like worrying.
It hits him, and then he literally hits the ground like that. And he's just laying there for literally like 10 seconds, like not moving out.
Really?
And then one of the people replied with, he dived, Liverpool fan. And I was like, he's clearly out cold. Clearly out cold. Mm. Like you can tell by the way he falls. He's not falling like, oh, I'm falling and I'm going to make it so I land comfortably. He's falling in a, I'm not awake anymore. I've been knocked out.
Yeah. No, that's fucking scary.
I wonder if there'll be a knockout at the boxing.
What? Yeah, I think there will be.
Do you think there will be?
Fifth round knockout as well. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I want to move on.
Go for it.
To the Joker.
Oh, so good.
Now, this was something...
I've been posting videos of me as a Joker on Instagram.
Yeah, it's so cursed.
I love it so much.
A lot of people... Obviously, the Joker is like the most controversial film in a very long time. Yes. A lot of people ask us to talk about it. And it's like... I mean, that's on terms... And that's before we get into the politics... What did you think of it?
I thought it was a masterpiece. A lot of people I've met are like, oh, I think it's a bit overrated. And I'm like, nah, I really think it's an incredibly interesting film. I don't think you're necessarily going to sympathise with him, but you can pity him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole point of it was meant to be, I mean, the Todd Phillips basically said it was a whole thing about betrayal of mental health and how one bad day can make somebody snap. And people were like, oh, but that's really bad because that means you emphasize with shooters. It's like, no.
Oh, it's like, you're trying to tell people who have mental illnesses that maybe they should go kill people.
I mean, for one, that's basically what people, like, that's what the media like are saying. They're basically like, oh, yeah, if you emphasize with this sort of guy, then doesn't that mean, I mean,
does that make you the killer?
Yeah, it's just, it's weird, but...
they want somebody to shoot it up, it's terrifying.
I mean, this is what I've pulled up here. So basically, I typed in CNN Joker, and CNN are like the main culprit. So basically, the people don't know what we're talking about right now.
So one of the things, read out some of the articles.
Well, the whole controversy is obviously... The people believe that the Joker will inspire a mass shooting because the Dark Knight Rises, there was a shooting in a cinema. But this is from CNN alone. So you see these. This is all articles there are 11 articles, and I doubt it's even all of them. Basically, mainly attacking the film. It's like families of Aurora Fiat shooting victims asked movie studio to ... So it's immediately talking about shootings. Joker spur security precautions from the U.S. Army. Feds issue bulletin about threats ahead of Joker. Joker toes fine line of betraying the making of a monster. Obviously, it's the whole point of it.
That is the film.
Yeah.
It's about a supervillain.
Listen to this. This is my favorite one. Joker hits movie theaters with controversy and extra security. No, it just hit the theaters.
Some people did have security there, but you had people. There was one cinema that wouldn't let you go in if you were going by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But this is another quote.
If you go to the cinema by yourself anyway, you are a loser.
No.
You fucking suck.
No, Faf goes...
Get some friends.
No, Faf goes to the cinema by himself.
He saw Endgame 28 times. Prove me wrong.
I mean, I saw it like 8 times. I've never been to the cinema by myself because I'm too scared to do it, but I would like to do it.
Just in case you get shot.
Yeah, yeah.
What pissed me off the most was that they found one of the songs and Gary Glitter co-wrote one of the songs.
Yeah, they basically...
And they were like, oh, yeah, Joker's a film for pedophiles.
I mean, listen to this. It goes, Joker breaks records despite warnings about violence. It's like, there was no violence. Like, there was... It's crazy. It goes... And then it talks about basically the Todd Phillips, the director, defending it. And then the Washington Post said, art isn't safe. What does that even mean? Joker is the latest case of commerce masquerading as art. So basically people were saying it's an art piece, which it is, but because it makes money, it's not an art piece. How many art pieces...
What does that mean?
Yeah, how many art pieces in the world...
What does that mean?
Don't make...
What does that even mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, the whole thing, it's like, I feel like
people
maybe...
People really didn't want that film to do well, did they?
No, they didn't, but it's made over $500 million already. It's literally... usually films... hold on, I've got the statistics.
And Jackmate makes up a quarter of those sales.
Yeah, do you mean, how many times has he gone?
Four times.
Four times, fair play. I've only seen it once so far.
I do want to see it again, because I loved it.
Listen,
I really did.
Listen to this. It goes, Joker is on fire in the international markets with a sensational $123 million this weekend, meaning it only dropped by 29%. So basically, in a second weekend, when a film comes out, I'd say it usually drops by like 50-60%. So to drop by 29% is so good.
People are viewing it that consistently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's made $544 million worldwide, probably more by this recording. And it may reach the $1 billion mark, but it may reach the $1 billion mark despite it not being released in China.
That's mental.
Yeah, because China usually adds like, what, $200 million to a film. They added to Venom. Venom was...
Well, we can talk about that in a bit, because we saw some really weird stuff about China the other day, didn't we? But
what other stuff?
The Iron Man stuff.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that I think is so interesting about Joker is that they're being like, oh, art pieces inspire violence. And it's like, yeah, well, then so does the news.
I mean,
you both inspire violence.
I mean, what are they trying to say? Are they basically saying we can't speak about these issues because it may cause
whilst
a shooting?
Speaking about the issues, it makes no sense. They're saying this film is going to encourage people to shoot people whilst they post that on their website with 3 to 4 million readers. What the fuck are you on about? It makes no sense.
This is the argument.
It's like, we can profit off it, off our website, but They can't.
This is the argument a lot of people are making. They're saying that basically, it's like that at all shootings. People are like, media shouldn't cover shootings because another shooter will see the publicity that this shooter is getting. And I fully agree. You should talk about the shootings, but you shouldn't publicize their name. Because
no,
if you publicize
you don't
their
post
name,
a picture and
you give them a fucking reason.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. It's these people are messed up and they want
they
attention.
They give them cool names.
They're the world's big shooters are the world's biggest attention seekers.
Yeah, and they give them the cool names for their shooting, and they get their own little songs about
them
and
all
that
shit.
Some of them
even get fucking fan clubs on like weird ass websites, you know.
Yeah,
it's like I feel like The Joker was a really necessary film. It's nothing particularly new.
If you cut off the killings, then yes, I think the thing that people have a lot of problem with, like as I said, I'm not saying you should cut it off, but if you ignore that part of the film, I think everything that comes before that is really, really. I think the whole film's brilliant, by the way. I don't have a problem with any of it. But as in, everybody's obviously focusing on like, oh, Joker kills people. No fucking shit. But it's the whole bits about him as Arthur Fleck I thought were incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Because, and the whole point is anyone can snap. And I do believe any human being can snap. I believe that any human being can be a murderer. Genuinely, I fully believe that.
He gets bullied consistently, then they cut the funding for his mental health.
I think the media are trying to say, oh, we shouldn't be mean to people in case they shoot up a place. No, that's not it. I think the whole case of it was, as you said, if the shootings weren't in it and it just shows him losing his mind, that would also be still good. Because remember when he lost the funding? Spoilers. When they lost the funding to the mental health.
So he can't get his medicine anymore. Which kind of starts hallucinating from that point onwards.
And he also said that the counsellor doesn't listen. And how many people have had counsellors which just sit there because they're getting fucking paid, but they'll give the bullet points which they give to every fucking patient. I saw a counsellor, she was lovely, but they're reading off bullet points half the time, you know, like it's never going to be a personal thing. Half the time when it comes to mental health, it's you that fixes the problem, and no one else. Like as much as
which sucks because basically the film is basically saying like you're leaving it down to these people to sort their own lives out.
Yeah,
and it causes a lot of problems and it's one of the things that you know you watch the Joker film and that's when you can empathise with him before he starts shooting people.
It's like
you got the counsellor who doesn't care and the family brought up rough and then he's an ex abuse victim.
Yeah.
And then he still gets abused by other people, and then other people treat him like shit. And then you just watch his descent into madness.
There
much.
Is a message that, like, with I mean, there pure
society let him down.
That is genuinely it. Like pure, I do believe pure evil exists, and I believe there are people out there.
Have you seen your Twitter account?
Yeah, I am evil, but the difference is I don't shoot up schools. Particularly because I can't. Americans, how does it feel? I can go to school feeling safe. No.
True, though. That's one of the things. I mean, this is the thing. When I saw all of this stuff, I was like, oh, my God, this is such... The thing is, CNN, this is TCNN. It's just how fucked your country is. You are like...
Having to worry about shooting.
Oh, no, we're
going to
get shot. Whereas I went in, and I was more worried. I felt safer when I got in to see the Joker than when I was out... on Piccadilly Circus.
Oh yeah, the moment
Street.
We fucking.
When
got...
I was in Piccadilly Circus, I thought I was going to get stabbed.
No. Do you not remember
it was the moment I got in? I felt
no,
safer.
Do you not remember the moment we got out of the cinema? Some woman goes up to us and she's like, "My car's just had its window smashed in and my stuff's been stolen." And we were like, "Oh my fucking god, where are we?"
We're like, "Get out!"
I thought Piccadilly Circus isn't that bad, but
I've seen people try to mug people in Central.
I guess London in general is just a bit of a shithole.
But I felt safer in the cinema.
Yeah, I mean naturally,
which is how it should be, America. You should be safer in the cinema than on the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
the craziest part.
I do think it's like people, when going back to it, with the message of the Joker, people do get upset when you say treating people badly can lead to them doing bad things. There's nothing wrong in saying that. People, most of these shooters and stuff like that, there's always a mental health. It's a mental health issue.
I think what the film says, it's everybody's responsibility to look after these people.
Okay, and obviously it doesn't give you justice.
Look after each other.
If somebody beats the fuck out of you, you don't have the right to go and murder people, obviously.
Yeah, you don't do that, guys.
But I'm saying people get very sensitive to the fact of you saying that there are reasons for these people doing it. Because
he just went crazy.
Yeah, no, that's it. I think
he just was insane.
People like to, in a weird way, they like to romanticize it in a way. They like to believe
people just
turn evil. And as I said, I do believe some people are genuinely evil.
Have you read stories about a lot of the killers? A lot of them are just severely bullied.
Yeah.
But also, some of them are bullied because they used to post pictures of guns on their Instagram. And then you're thinking, yeah, of course you're bullied.
Some of them are loners who have never had a friend in their life. And that's like. When you say it, it does sound bad. Like we shouldn't be responsible for having to go out and be friends with people we don't want to be friends with.
You don't have to say, if you don't make friends with a guy you think is going to be a shooter, if that is the problem.
A lot of it comes down to parenting as well.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, don't just be friends with people because you think they're going to kill you. In fact, that probably would make it easier to kill you. But don't bully them.
When it goes down to the gun argument of, like, it's not just banning guns, it's also taking a look at America's mental health issue. Like, there is genuine...
Yeah, which is a huge problem in America. It's severe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge issue everywhere, but especially
funding gets cut all the time. Yeah. I mean, their medical stuff, like, people died of not getting enough insulin.
Yeah.
America cut that off, and then people literally died because they rationed the insulin. Like, it's a huge problem in America. It shows that, like... Well, basically, yeah, society lets a lot of people down.
Yeah.
Which I know is, like, such a funny internet meme. Oh, society.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's true to a great extent.
So, like, I can understand why people would get upset at the thought of saying there are reasons people shoot people. But there are reasons. And not justified reasons, but there are reasons for everything, you know? There are reasons there are terrorists.
And some people can be stopped super easily.
Yeah. And I think that's like a message. One bad day can make somebody do something bad. Not everyone, a small 0.1%.
There's multiple points in that film where if somebody had just done something differently.
If them kids didn't beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, then he probably would never have ended up doing that.
But it's also a case of a lot of it is he hallucinated it when the funding got shut down. Like, you know, and he then was believing his life was getting worse because the funding got shut down, which is a key thing of it's also mainly a government issue. That's what I think is there. Like, you need to hire the right people. You need to get the funding in. And that's in any situation. Because imagine if you are, like, clinically depressed and there isn't availability to go to have help.
So I think a lot of people watch Joker and went, oh, a lot of this stuff I relate to, but I still haven't. I am not going to kill people.
Yeah, yeah. But then CNN take that and they're like, oh no, this
America
is...
America breeding psychopath killers.
Yeah, it's like America making you emphasize with killers.
Please do not take away our guns.
There's a difference. I feel like there's a...
Take away films, but guns stay.
There's a strong difference between emphasizing with murderers and looking at the reasons to why they murdered these people. We study in fucking history all the time. We study why the Nazis became how they did.
Yeah, in the hopes that people don't do it again.
Yes, exactly.
Imagine if somebody
said,
it's
so fucking stupid.
No films about the Holocaust, please. Just in case you accidentally inspire somebody to start another one.
It's like, how do you fix an issue by looking at the reasons these issues happen?
Schindler's List inspired the second Holocaust. You're hearing it right now.
Fucking hell. But it is just so dumb. I genuinely don't know why people can't understand that there is reasonings people do bad things.
I also think that a film like that could inspire somebody to do that, but at the same time, they were probably in a very dark place anyway and were probably planning on doing it. And I know that's not a good thing, but one of the things, I think Joaquin Phoenix even was like, if we can't make a film about it and they're allowed to report it, then how's that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, I think, the thing that sums it up.
And it's clear that this film was wanted and needed because of the fucking numbers it's making.
I fucking loved it.
Despite being an R-rated film, it's like, it's entertaining to watch and it has a good message.
Also, the soundtrack is unbelievable.
Yeah, the score on it is
so good.
Comic book films have had such good soundtracks.
Recently, they've been saturated as the market. And they make the films.
Yeah.
I watched a film the other day that had a terrible soundtrack and it ruined the film.
Yeah, an atmosphere and a score can
there
change.
There are certain films I love that have incredible soundtracks. The Steve Jobs movie with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
And The Social Network are two of my favourite films. The Social Network is one of my favourite films because of the score.
Yeah. Also, I mean, Endgame alone with the Portal soundtrack when they all come through, like, that's insane. When Thor arrives in Wakanda, That's like insane. It's, I mean, even in like any film has to have a good score. Inception, for example. Imagine that without Hans Zimmer, you know, like it wouldn't be the same. It just wouldn't. It
won't work.
Yeah. There's even Game of Thrones without Ramin. I can't pronounce his name. I'm just going to say Ramin. Without him, like the composer. Like,
yeah, it, I know you talk about.
Yeah. He's
Is it like Ratajkowski or whatever his name is?
No, no. It's Ramin. I think, I mean, I can't remember. But yeah,
Game of Thrones did have an incredible score.
Game of Thrones had absolutely spot on in every
even
season.
The Night King scene, which was bullshit.
This
the score was fantastic.
Yeah, one of the best soundtracks.
It was like, if it wasn't for the score, that scene would have been way worse.
Yeah, genuinely. But it's weird that we live in a society where you can't talk about the reason.
Hello, welcome to the podcast, George.
We probably should take a break anyway. Cause
yeah, we'll probably take a break. George, just say something for the podcast. What do you think about the Joker movie, George?
Oh, it was really good.
There you go. He's a serial killer.
We'll cut to a break then.
Okay. All right, so we're back again, I suppose. You wanted to talk about music stuff, didn't you?
Yeah. So the other day on Twitter, I can't remember what I tweeted. It was something to do with music, and so many people got mad at me.
Really? What did you tweet?
Because I said that I...
Tweet about jet plane going to towers, fine.
Says I don't
music.
Like Brockhampton's new album, end of the fucking world.
Oh, is it Brockhampton?
Basically.
I'm going to say something. I've never rated Brockhampton.
Well, neither is James. That's what a lot of people lost their minds at. But I said... I mean, you know, Brockhampton are my most listened artists on Spotify, which is crazy because I've had Spotify since 2009. So that's a long time.
That's a lot of Nickelback there to replace.
Yeah, genuinely. And I still fucking listen
Rockstar's
to Nickelback.
I think it's in my top 10 songs.
Really? Yeah. Jesus. But How You Remind Me was always my favourite.
Yeah.
But and Hangnail. But carrying on. I basically said, I've listened to Ginger, which is Brockhampton's new album, and I thought it was I thought it was their worst album. And somebody was like, and I also said Iridescence is nowhere near as good as the Saturation Trilogy, which was my personal opinion.
You racist.
And somebody, aren't they like half white, the group? Like, isn't, but
like
yeah,
matters.
But somebody was like,
Kevin Abstract.
Somebody
gay.
Said, how can you say it's better than the, how can you say the Saturation Trilogy is better? Have you not listened
to like Saturation. Huh? I actually listen to Saturation. Yeah, I've got a few songs of Saturation on my playlist. But people treat Brockhampton like everything they release is gold. And that is bullshit.
But they go, how can you say the Saturation Trilogy is better? Have you not listened to San Marcos from Iridescence? I said, yes, that is one of my favorite Brockhampton songs. But one song doesn't defeat an entire fucking trilogy of albums. And even so, if you think Iridescence is better than fucking Saturation 1, 2, and 3, I don't care. I don't fucking care, man. I don't care. And then someone was mad that I didn't like, is it Young Thug? Is that his name? Young
I've
something,
I've never listened
man.
To a Young Thug song. Is that, he's super in right
is that,
now.
Yeah.
But I haven't, not, so I'm not going to say I don't like him because I haven't listened to him. I've never heard a Young Thug
but
song.
But this is the thing, I hadn't listened
also,
to
him. Also, I don't feel like I should be listening to Young Thug.
Why?
I just feel like I don't fit my playlist.
Oh, fair. I mean, I've been listening to Thief Sound.
Our playlist is Two Door Cinema Club and Oliver Tree.
But no,
I don't know. I haven't listened to his music. Maybe that's right down my street.
I said
maybe he's the equivalent of Two Door Cinema Club and Oliver
Tree. I was going to listen to him, but because people got so mad at me, I was like, no, I'm not going to listen to him just to be a cunt.
I do that.
And then were like, what do you think of the 1975 then? And I was like, I don't like the 1975.
That's why the James used to get annoyed at, because I purposely didn't listen to them. I like a few of their songs.
A couple I liked.
I like two.
I thought the recent stuff they've dropped is trash.
I haven't listened to it.
Even James thinks it's trash. And that says a lot.
And that means it's over.
Because they are literally his, like, fucking...
He loves them. He wishes
too much.
He wishes he could be them.
Yeah, he does. I'm pretty sure he even has posters. But, yeah, I think he does. I don't know. It might be bullshit.
To be fair, I've got a Captain Marvel poster downstairs.
He's sad.
Remember, we were giving it.
You've got
the,
a poster
we
of the worst Marvel
We were giving it at the premiere. What, worse than fucking For the Dark World? Oh, wow. That's fucking... You hate women.
Yes, I do.
You fucking virgin.
The Wanda Maximoff is one of my favourite characters. No, in fact, I have quite a lot of superhero... I'm starting on my words now. I feel like I'm defending. Yes, I hate women. I hate them
okay,
all.
Okay, just accept it.
Yeah, no. I mean, what are your... No, we're not gonna sound... We're staying on music. No, basically, I just said... Yeah, I don't like Ginger. I don't like Young Thug. But Brock, I still love Brockhampton. I still love the other albums. I like Iridescence. It's just the style in on Saturation 2 is where I particularly loved the most. And that was, but I'm not saying they have to change their music. If they want to experiment, then fair. It would get boring if they didn't. And I'm sure there are a few songs I like.
It is this weird phenomenon that Brockhampton, for some reason, share such a huge audience with the commentary community.
Yeah, that's the only way I found out about them. But and then there was it was just like people were just getting mad at me. I doubt they were being serious, but like still, it's
yeah. Because some people are like, oh, if you don't listen to Brockhampton, I can't watch your videos. And I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
If yeah, I mean, just don't watch them.
Oh yeah, just leave me alone then.
Yeah, but I mean,
I got out of 1975. I know a lot of people were joking, but sometimes you read those tweets and it's hard to tell. People be like, you should burn alive.
People say K-poppies are bad, but I am not fucking joking. There are much worse music fans than K-poppies. I actually like
K-pop. The thing is with K-pop fans, I can't take them seriously, and that sounds bad. But at the same time, I made some jokes on the last episode about K-pop, and I was completely taking the piss. I was pretending that I didn't know what a fan cam was. It was sarcasm, by the way. I do that occasionally. And I was basically being like, why would you use Logan Paul's abortion political stance to promote your K-pop album? Because I, but the joke was basically they were K-pop stans who were tweeting out songs of their fave, doing the fucking Macarena to whatever K-pop song they post. And see, even that comment there, somebody's gonna be like, actually, they culturally do not do the Macarena because the Macarena is against the law in 5 states in Japan. And
what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck
and
is
I was
wrong
sitting
with
here
you?
Be like, I literally was joking. It's not real. I don't care about K-pop. I don't give a fuck. I really don't.
Have you never listened to it? Like,
no. You should listen to Chicken Noodle Soup. There's a certain person who I used to know about a year and a half ago.
Me?
Who they're no longer in our lives anymore. And they listened to K-pop a lot. Like a lot, and they were like, K-pop's the best music ever, and if you don't listen to K-pop, then you're wrong.
James
and I remember being like, shut the fuck up, you fucking annoying little prick.
When we moved in, I think I was listening to Luna, and James heard it,
Luna.
And he was like, he lost his mind that I was listening to K-pop. Because I think a lot of
people... I wasn't talking about James, by the way.
I think a lot of people believe that I like it for a meme. But I actually
no,
do.
No, I know you have become a K-pop fan.
I do actually like K-pop.
Some of the music's really good. Some of the music videos are incredible.
Oh, other music artists in the world that have better choreography than K-pop stars.
For example, I like Chelsea Football Club, but I haven't changed my profile picture to a picture of Mason Mount and call myself Magical Mount yet. Although it is coming. But it's one of those things where, like,
you can really like things,
but I think... to the extent some people go in, like, even sometimes I love the stands we have, but sometimes also few ruin it for the many.
Yeah,
and a lot of people commenting on my K-pop video being like, well, it's only a few 100,000 of them that do that, because they have a huge fan base, you know. So 100,000 out of 50-60 million, very small number. But when I get 100,000 tweets from the bad ones,
your 100,000 tweets.
No, you know what I mean? I've seen people I know get literally 50, 60K tweets. Like, yeah. No, it's like, no, 100,000 tweets. I've seen people get 100,000 tweets that are all terrible from K-pop stans. I've seen it happen. I've seen trends of that. And
I do think, though, we see them tweets in particular because they get attention brought to them more by
people. Of course, but it means they exist.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they exist.
Because a lot of people are like, yeah, but they're not all of us. I'm like, yeah, but they are some of you.
Yeah, but you can't. I just don't think. I mean, as someone who likes K-pop,
there is a more majority of that coming from the K-pop community than there is in anything else. I think that's the because I understand them saying that there's a minority there, but it's a bigger minority than in most communities. I think that's undeniable.
I don't know because I know more about the K-pop community than I know about more communities. So I don't know if I'm just centered on the community, and I'm not denying there's negativity, like real fucking bad shit from K-poppies. But I don't know. I feel like they just
I hate the fact you keep saying that.
What, K-poppies?
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
Why?
It's just annoying.
That's what they're called, K-poppies.
It's just fucking annoying.
I think you just hate K-pop stans.
It's more of the fact that they will find you no matter where you are. And that's the terrifying thing.
I almost respect that, though. That's why when I see K-pop stans replying to me, I feel powerful. I feel like I have my own army there.
Yeah, but you use them. You use them to generate attraction to your YouTube videos because you're a scumbag.
I have a cult following.
Exactly.
Where somebody and was you, like, somebody was
you
like,
you used to just put pictures of K-pop stars in your videos just so that people go, Luna's in the video, Fraser. I saw Luna in the video, and I know you did that because you know that they're mentally ill. I'm joking. That was a joke. They won't find that funny though, will they? They'll think I'm being serious. Oh man, I think K-pop stands. I think K-pop is worse than the Joker film for society. I think K-pop is going to inspire the next mass shooting. I'm joking. I'm fucking joking. I might have to cut that out.
Yeah, you probably should cut that out.
I can't really say that on the podcast.
No, you can't.
I'll leave whatever I just said up for interpretation.
Yeah, he didn't say anything too bad.
I don't know. I think we'll end it there.
Yeah.
There's no way it's ready to end up there. Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast. I greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to stand on Alex and tweet fan camps. Oh, I remember what the joke was in the podcast last time. I said people should, when there's like horrible events happen, they should tweet clips of my videos of me telling like a joke with the hashtag stan on Alex.
But I have tweeted fan cams before, being like, maybe if you stan this person just as a fucking joke.
No, but I said that YouTubers should have that.
I do think K-pop fans, I was going to say K-poppies, but I do think that they do it because they know it's funny.
Like, yes, no, it's bait.
It is bait. So bait. And I think that's why I have love for them, because they're like the fucking ultimate baiters.
It's also because it increases the streams of their music.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I said as a joke, I said, that's actually genius.
They're called people armies. They're called armies for a reason.
Like, if you start doing that for me, I won't be upset anymore. I want, next time there's
you
like
can't
a,
be mean to them if you want them to do that.
No, it's tough love. They have to earn my respect.
True. I mean, I fucking hate every follower I have. So, and I tell them that on a daily basis and in my videos.
And they know it.
Yeah, I hate you guys.
They know we dislike. We hate you.
Yeah, yeah. Is that where we end it?
Yeah, but we end it there. On the hatred. On the most honest message we ever had. But no, seriously, thank you for watching this episode. I greatly appreciate it. If you do want to watch it on other platforms, it's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. And yeah, we've got a few more guests coming on soon, so subscribe if you're interested in that, and subscribe to iNabba and Kenji the dog.
Bye.
Because this channel's banging, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace out, people. Have a good day.